Okay, I'm joined by Gareth Owen, the Emergencies Director of Save the Children. Gareth, have you managed to get in touch with any of your people?
Yes, we have. Save the Children's been working in Haiti for 25 years, and we have 60 staff there, including one of our top emergency response advisors who's happened to be visiting Haiti when this struck. And we were talking to him earlier, and he said it's been a really quite an eerie night in Port-au-Prince. I mean, there's no doubt that there's major damage. He spent the night in virtual darkness, listening to the sound of children crying and people, panicked people trying to, to pull people out of the debris. So it's been quite an eerie night, and there's no doubt that now that it's morning there, we're starting to see the full implications of this, and it's a very serious situation indeed.
How many are your staff okay?
We've accounted for pretty much the vast majority now. One of the problems is that the power is down, and so the telecommunications are down, and so we have to physically locate people, and they know to come to the office, but we it takes time to fully account for everybody. We weren't able to do that overnight, so we're still not 100% sure everyone's okay. And so that's our immediate priority is for them and their families, obviously. And we do know that lots of buildings used by the United Nations and major hotels and other aid agencies have been damaged. Our own office there has had some damage, but it's still intact, but people spent the night outside. So now that we've gathered pretty much everyone together and we've established that everyone's okay, the next stage is to really launch the response, which is going into full swing now. We've already launched an appeal for £3 million here in the UK, which is, based on my experience of 20 years of responding to these situations, it's definitely that kind of problem. I mean, the earthquake was shallow. It was near to Port-au-Prince, which is a very densely populated city built on hillsides. I've been there myself. Essentially, Port-au-Prince is the largest slums in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's really, people live in very close proximity. 4 out of 5 Haitians are very, very poor. The basic conditions there, even prior to this, are very, very, life is hard there if your children, in Haiti, in any case, very, many children don't go to school. And the city is really, really, so densely packed. And one of the problems we see often with this kind of earthquake, we saw it a few months ago in Indonesia, is that you get big landslides. And so we don't know fully yet if that's happened, but it's very often the case that you get big landslides. Now, if that's happened, inside the city environs, with so many people living so densely on hillsides, and we can expect, we have to assume at this stage that there's been major loss of life and a lot of injury. And so very, very serious situation indeed.
You talked about loss of life. Do you have a kind of a working estimate at all about?
No, we don't at this stage. We tend to shy away from doing that. The issue really for us, for Save the Children, for all agencies, is those who've survived, and prioritising, obviously, searching and rescuing anybody who's trapped. We are hearing reports from our staff there that there are numbers of people, even reports that some of the peacekeepers who are there are trapped in some of the buildings. So that's the first priority. Then it's providing help to those survivors, those who are medically in need, who've been injured, and then everything else. I mean, food is already a problem. We're hearing the water supply was bad anyway for many people in Port-au-Prince, and the sanitation conditions, the lack of toilets, because people are living in shanty towns, all those problems were there before, and they will just have been exacerbated by this latest disaster.
How are you going to get the aid in? We were hearing this morning that the airport may be out.
Yeah, I mean, as ever in these situations, you get conflicting reports, and the real picture emerges and will emerge during the course of today. I mean, we have been worried about whether the airport in Port-au-Prince is open. We're hearing some conflicting messages on that. We'll know in a few hours anyway. It is a logistical challenge. It always is a logistical challenge at this stage of a major disaster. Fortunately, Save the Children has offices in neighbouring Dominican Republic. We have, our US office is nearby as well. So we have the means to move some relief supplies, equipment and people quickly, and we're doing that. But the challenge will definitely be the logistics. And what often happens, Haiti is very mountainous. It's very, a lot of environmental destruction there, deforested. It's roads will undoubtedly be cut with debris, or even, swept away if there's been landslides. So we're very concerned, obviously, about our ability to provide the logistics setup that we need. But I mean, at the end of the day, this is what we do. So we face these challenges in many countries. We faced this problem in Haiti before, after floods, after mudslides, after hurricanes. So whilst we hadn't seen a big earthquake for a while, we have seen these kind of natural disasters in that area. Sadly, quite quite frequently. So there are means to overcome those issues. It's also quite a volatile place, as you know. So we have to be very mindful of that after big natural disasters, you can get a lot of public unrest if you're not careful. So we have to be quite mindful of that side of things as well.
How will the priorities change over the next 24 hours and towards the end of the week?
Well, I mean, for the next few days, it will be literally making sure that we can rescue anybody who's hurt. For us, you know, what we often do, and as quickly as we can, is we set up what we call safe play areas for children. Children, you know, they do what adults do. I mean, if adults are looking through the rubble trying to find people, children often do the same thing. You know, they mimic the adults, and many of the buildings will be very unstable. So one of the things that we do very quickly to help the people is to sort of look after their children, you know, in safe areas. So that while the big relief effort to sort of, you know, search and rescue is going on, that's the sort of thing we do immediately, and then we bring in basic supplies. I mean, shelter materials. So, you know, it's a country that's, you know, fortunate in the sense that it's not very cold there, but people are outside, and you know that poses a risk. So very, very basic things: food, medicine, water, and then for children, you know, something to keep them occupied, to be honest, in a safe place.
Okay, Gareth, well, I better let you get on. Thanks very much for sparing the time.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.